pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Madison, I need you to... And I've heard from Mr. Holliday. I know he will not be here. Lisa Champoli will not be here. I don't believe I heard anything from Ms. Novosich or Mr. Petrello's out of town, so those are all excused. Could we have a motion to approve the minutes for the January 15th meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting.
And who said second? They said real fast. Mr. Dodd said second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before we do the speakers, I do have a county board resolution I'd like to bring up with the Liberty Middle School's basketball team. If I could have the Edwardsville board members come down, I would appreciate it. And if the team, I believe this is the team over here, if you want to come over by the mic? I have to be honest, I kind of got on Jack Minner a little bit today because we keep doing these for Edwardsville. I want to know where the other communities in this county are. So it seems like every other day we have one for Edwardsville.
Yeah.
This is a county board, a Mass County, Illinois resolution honoring the Edwardsville Liberty Middle School girls basketball team. Whereas the Liberty Middle School 8th grade basketball team recently completed its 2013 season, whereas the Panthers excelled throughout the season with a perfect 28-0 record, including advancing to the IESA State 4A Finals in Rochester, Illinois, whereas the team competed at its highest level and defeated Chatham Glenwood Middle School in the finals to win the Illinois State Championship, and whereas the Mass County Board recognizes coaches Katie Beavis, yes. That's you, okay, and Cher Bond, okay, and the Panthers for their hard work and commitment that has brought their school and communities this honor, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Mass County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes the Edwardsville Liberty Middle School's girls basketball team for an outstanding season and for winning the 2013 Illinois State Basketball Championship, adopted this 19th day of February 2014, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, the county clerk. Jack, could I have a motion to accept?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. It has been adopted. I want to congratulate, first off, 28-0 is a pretty good record. And you should be commended for that. And then you end up going the whole way. So very pleased to have you here today. And what I'm going to do is Katie and Char, do you want to speak real fast?
Yep.
And then if you could, introduce the girls to us.
Sure will.
And I hope you don't forget any names.
I know.
Okay.
First off, thank you, Madison County Board. Madison County Board and Alan Dunston for inviting us here tonight. This group of young ladies, not only are they exceptional athletes, they're exceptional in the classroom as well in serving their community. This group of young ladies, there's 15 of them, hold a 3.85 average GPA, which is to be commended. All 15 of them hold a 3.5 or higher GPA, which puts them all on the honor roll. They also, this year, had our annual Think Pink game. We actually partnered with Lincoln Middle School here in town, and were able to raise $1,600 to send to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So not only are they exceptional on the court, they are exceptional off of the court as well. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the ladies, talk a little bit about kind of a season. We won the Hillsboro Hoops Classic to start the season off very early, went on to finish the Madison County Conference undefeated. And then we went on to the regional, which we had the fortune to host, won the Edwardsville Liberty Regional, also hosted the sectional, won the Edwardsville Liberty Sectional. Went on to beat Calumet City in the state quarterfinals, beat Frankfort Summit Hill in the semifinals, and then, as they was stated, we were able to beat Chatham Glenwood in the state championship game. And I tell you what, they didn't let me relax during that game one bit. That kept me on my toes. So I'll introduce the ladies we have here with us tonight and then also mention those other athletes' names. So down at the far end is Kate Martin, then Rachel Vineyard, Delaney Allen, Addison Zeller, Lauren Taplin, Megan Wool, Rachel Pronger, and then the ladies we don't have with us tonight, I'm going to have to go in numerical order here. Let's see how I'm doing. Alexis Cummings, Natasha Davis. That's not alphabetical, or that's not number order. You're going to throw me off here. Gabrielle Thomas, and Megan Sylvie, Mackenzie Lyerla, Madeline Stevens, J.D. Swanson, and Sydney Colnsberg. I think that's all 15 of them there. Throwing me off not being in order. So, again, thank you for having us here tonight. It is our honor to be in your presence, and have a great evening.
Congratulations, girls.
Thank you. See you next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Repeat that.
Okay. Okay.
She's a teacher.
We have two speakers on the list today. Once again, they have 3 minutes, and then after 2.5, you're going to hear this. And if you have anything that you want to give to the county clerk, we'd be more than happy to take it. First one we have is Mr. Despain, if you want to come down here and speak. And we will not start until you get down.
Bob Despain, Collinsville. At the last December 19th meeting, I presented 5 improvement opportunities. Number one, the form to address this board is outdated. Since the right to speak became effective January 1, 2010, asking what the right to speak became effective. Asking what the addressee is going to talk about has a chilling effect on their right, and it is of no public interest. Number two, the agenda heading, this government body is conducting the people's business and the clerk should not diminish the heading any longer. Number three, the clerk failed to put the right to speak on the agenda, so it is now up to the board members who may be confronted with do not re-elect anyone that opposes the right to speak. Number four, the podium is not good for seniors or handicapped. And number five, the state's attorney example speaks for itself. Next, a review of my video of the December meeting of the 6 administrators was quite revealing. You see, I got a camera up there. I ask every board member, right now, to look at the person sitting between Mr. Perrenny and the clerk. I doubt she is smirking and facially communicating with some unknown party as she was doing when I was speaking. I felt that was quite respectful, and I was tickled that I had the video. Justice Robert H. Jackson once said, it is not the function of government to keep the citizen from falling into error. It is the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error. Hopefully, you have been looking at that person who is the government, and I am the citizen. Should the chair or any board member want a copy of that video, I welcome Mr. Parenti to send me an email message. What the other administrators on the dais were doing while I was speaking might also be of some interest. Thank you for your attention.
And thank you. And before I have you, Mr. Weber, Sheriff Hertz, did you have somebody here that you want to introduce? You can come down if you'd like to.
Ladies and gentlemen of the County Board, as your sheriff, I continue to be committed to the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program. Most people know that under the SWAP program, which is a program that was instituted in the sheriff's office about 25 years ago by then Sheriff Bob Churchick as a way to alleviate overcrowding in the county jail and a way to give offenders the opportunity to satisfy fines assessed to them on traffic and misdemeanor cases. And the program has proven to be very successful. In fact, one of the prior directors of the SWAT program is one of your own, Terry Davis. With the recent retirement of Steve Cochin, who may also have a seat on this board later on, he is running for the county board, with my commitment to continue that program because it is so beneficial, I have selected Lieutenant Pete Moore, a correctional officer in the Madison County Jail, 23-year veteran, to continue that program. And the reason I bring him before you tonight is so that you can put a face with the name, because we are still committed to having input from county board members on a periodic basis as to what issues you may want the SWAT program to address in your county board district. Picking up trash, cutting weeds, of course there's not many weeds growing now, but they'll be coming shortly. Things that they can do, the SWAT program, in your county board district that cost nobody anything. And with that, he doesn't necessarily want to speak, but I give you Lieutenant Pete Moore, who will continue the SWAT program, hopefully effectively, for many, many years. Thank you.
If he would have done that for me, I would have made him a captain, but that's okay, Bob. next, we have Mr. Don Weber. Don, you have 3 minutes. We won't start the time until you get down here.
I should start talking now, but I got more time. It's 2 minutes and 52 seconds, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come to address the county board this afternoon on the subject of government overregulation. But before I talk about overregulation, I want to say that I don't think all government regulation is bad. For example, speed limits and intersection and red lights are necessary government intrusions into our rights to drive a car. My grandfather was a founding member of the United Mine Workers. I believe that some regulations put in place to ensure the safety of workers is proper, as are some regulations in the area of the preparation and distribution of food. And I have had a discussion with Lisa Campoli about the health department in particular. However, saying that some government regulations are good cannot justify the Frankenstein monster of overregulation that we as citizens now endure. Government overregulation is not new to this country. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson, in the Declaration of Independence, spoke of government overregulation in these words. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of new officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Jefferson was probably not referring to the overregulation of the cupcake industry, but the problem is similar. I'm sure most of you are aware of Chloe, an 11-year-old from Troy whose cupcake business was shut down by the Madison County Health Department. A couple of days after the Chloe cupcake controversy, as it is now known, became public, I wrote a simple deregulation law and contacted Representative Dwight Kaye's and Senator Kyle McCarter's offices about it. My new deregulation of the cupcake and lemonade stand business, I think they should be included too, has three simple parts. One, a simple, free, one-time inspection of the premises followed by helpful suggestions. Two, a limit on the size of the small business. And three, a sign for customers, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Senator McCarter suggested that I approach the county board to have you pass a resolution requesting the legislature to modify the health regulations as I propose. I'm asking the county board for such a resolution today. Like the Frankenstein monster, we created government regulations that, despite our good intentions, have gotten way out of hand. It will take more than pitchforks and torches to get this monster under control. Chloe's lesson should have been that good ideas coupled with hard work equals profits. Instead, she learned about nanny state overweening unnecessary government regulation. That's a hard lesson for an 11-year-old, but wait until she meets the IRS and the EPA. One-size-fits-all government is not what this country is all about. It's time we get the monster under control. Fixing the cupcake laws is a small but important beginning.
Would you like to give a copy there, Mr. Weber? Would you like that to give a copy to the county clerk?
Okay. Who was probably smiling the whole time I was
laughing. Okay. Smiling. Correspondence.
Chairman, you have a letter from... You have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an agreement for engineering services. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding funding levels. We have a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding public notice on construction permits. You have the monthly report from the county clerk, the circuit clerk, the recorder, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, and the monthly investment report of the treasurer.
Okay. Is that it for correspondence?
Yes, sir.
We have a couple of appointments.
Yes, sir. The Salem Cemetery Association. Greg Reinhardt is recommended for appointment to a 6-year term. Steve Stilley is recommended for appointment to a 6-year term.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to accept those two appointments.
So moved.
We have a motion on the second. Any questions? All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has two items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, resolution authorizing the purchase of excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program. This is signed by all members of the committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
Not a thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone, if you could bring in both C and D, I would appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution under C, a resolution authorizing home funding for Madison County Housing Authority, May Apartment Building Rehabilitation Expansion, and under D, a joint resolution with Finance and Government Operations, a resolution to award bids for weatherization HVAC contractor. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay.
Yes.
On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday?
Not here.
He's not here. Who's on that committee that can just... Roger, go ahead and just go ahead and ask the activities report be placed on file.
Mr. Chairman, Madison County Health Department activity report be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Alliance. Planning Development Committee, if I can have you bring in both F and G.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Finding in fact and recommendations, two resolutions, and a resolution authorizing a grant for yearly funding to the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District for 2014. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We got a second on the question. Roll call. It hasn't been tabled. I'll mention it. We had a question on something that was tabled last meeting, and it wasn't actually tabled to my knowledge. I think the way I understood this was that the people were asked to have that withdrawn. Am I wrong on that? Because when they were in my office, I had him and his attorney, and he went to withdraw the application. Okay, so it will be withdrawn. So I just want to make sure it has been tabled because I think there was a board member that had a question on that, but they're wishing that to be withdrawn.
Right.
Okay, so I just want clarification. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mark.
That is all.
Thank you. Ms. Glasper, if you could bring in both H and I would appreciate it, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would first like to submit its report for amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file. Then we have a resolution adopting recognition of the Madison County Citizen Corps, and I'll make a motion that that be approved. And the Public Safety Committee, along with Finance and Government Operations, has a resolution to purchase 44 tasers, taser batteries, and 88 taser air cartridges for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay, on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
All I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has the property trustee. Resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sir, Facilities Committee and Finance, and Ms. Novosic is not here. Mr. Asadorian, will you bring that in for me, please?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Council members, we have a resolution to award a contract for lift station generator installation for the Madison County Special Sewer Area Number 1, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second on the question? I need a second, please. There we go. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Asadorian?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism, if you could bring in both L and M, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has a resolution, an agreement slash funding resolution for Shamrock Avenue resurfacing in the village of East Alton. And the Transportation Committee and the Finance and Government Relations Operations Committee have two resolutions. One is a resolution to purchase a new tandem axle dump truck for snowplow and stainless steel hoop spreader with pre-wet system for the Madison County Highway Department. And number two is a resolution to purchase one new 110-horsepower tractor for the Madison County Highway Department. It has been signed by all members, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. It's yours that mess it up, Mr. Alines.
Come on, baby.
Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anything under new business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
We have motion. Second. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.